This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 29th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. CDFA gets into trade talks. Card check fix gets fixed. RFK Jr. joins Rollins in Texas. And Vaden gets committee vote. CDFA hosts trade partners and counter move to tariffs. CDFA held a networking event last week in San Francisco to connect buyers with California suppliers. More than 20 representatives from the Middle East, Southeast Asia, South Korea, and Taiwan attended, according to the department. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross stressed that California exports nearly a quarter of its farm production, making trade critical for farmers and ranchers. Ross views California as disproportionately impacted by tariff disruptions and hopes to maintain its global engagement despite the Trump administration's isolationist strategy. CDFA hosted the meeting in response to Governor Gavin Newsom's directive earlier in the month to pursue new strategic trade partnerships with international partners. ALRB's card check fix approved into law after more fixes. Nearly 3 years after Newsom signed card check into law, the state has finalized the regulations. The Office of Administrative Law approved the last of the Agriculture Labor Relations Board's regulatory package earlier this month. The rulemaking implements Newsom's cleanup bill, removing the shell legislation proposing a vote-by-mail option that was used to mask the original intent to enact the controversial card check system. ALRB's final action in the saga comes after several months of modifications and debates throughout last year, with the ag industry unsuccessfully pressing for more flexibility in the provisions. ALRB submitted the proposed regulations to OAL in January, but withdrew them a month later to fix technical errors and then resubmitted them the following month. The regulations became effective this month. Take note, Wonderful Nurseries LLC is engaged in four separate court cases against ALRB over card check, two currently on appeal, one in federal court. RFK Jr. joins Rollins for a look at ag research and sustainable ag. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is marking President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office in Texas today. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr., who's shook up some in the ag industry with a declaration last week that sugar is poison, he'll visit laboratories at Texas A&M University's Normandy Borlaug Building, named for the father of the Green Revolution. He and Rollins will also get a briefing at A&M's Institute for Advancing Health Through Agriculture, and they'll tour the AgriLife phenotyping greenhouse. Later, Kennedy and Rollins will tour Sawyer Farms, which focuses on producing grains using sustainable practices which conserve the soil while improving its productivity. That's according to the operations website. By the way, USDA is highlighting the administration's actions on illegal immigration during the first 100 days. In a press release, the department noted, for example, that state agencies have been directed to ensure that illegal immigrants do not receive federal benefits. Trump's fighting to secure the border and hold countries like Mexico accountable for years of mistreatment against the United States, Rollins said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump's USDA Trade Undersecretary pick faces senators. Senate Ag Committee will vote today on Stephen Vaden's nomination to be USDA Deputy Secretary and Tyler Clarkson to be General Counsel. The Trump administration's pick for USDA's Trade Undersecretary, Luke Lindbergh, also appears before the committee for his confirmation hearing. The America First Institute Fellow will face questions on ag opportunities and ongoing tariff negotiations and the scope of any assistance to U.S. growers, lawmakers tell AgriPulse. Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said producers continue to believe Trump will use tariffs to help U.S. farm products compete in foreign markets. Bozeman said, quote, there's a lot of talk about talking to other countries and things like that. I think everybody's anxious to find out where we're at and what he sees as the path forward. Senator Adam Schiff of California wants assurances that specialty crop producers impacted by retaliatory tariffs will receive assistance as part of any program stood up. They've traditionally not really been able to access much of that kind of funding, Schiff said. They weren't in the first Trump administration, so these are going to be some of my concerns. Mexico says it's strengthening screwworm response. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her government is bolstering its response to New World screwworm just days after Rollins urged her counterpart to step up eradication efforts. There are many control systems that already existed in Mexico, but now we're strengthening them, starting from the southern border, Sheinbaum told reporters at a press conference yesterday. Rollins wrote to Mexico's Ag Minister Julio Berdug in a Saturday message warning that if Mexico did not improve its policy response, the U.S. would reimpose trade restrictions. The next day, Berdug said in a post to X that he had responded to Maryland's but did not say whether his government would meet her policy demands. We collaborate, we cooperate, but we never submit, Berdug post reads, according to an informal translation. Mexican officials did not respond to AgriCulture's questions on Berdug's response. Here's today's final word. It's critical that every funding tool be available to improve affordability. That Canon Michael, board chair of the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority, Michael applauded another effort to make water authorities eligible for federal water infrastructure loans. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Downey.